Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ruth. We are continuing here today in the book of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 24 today, a very popular chapter about end times. And what is the gist of this chapter? As I just said, the Lord Jesus will talk about certain events and signs that he wants us to watch for before his second coming. So I want to clarify right now that the signs and events the Lord Jesus will talk about, as we will soon learn in this chapter, is not about the rapture, okay? So rather, it is about signs before his second coming. And just in case you are wondering, and we will discuss more of this when we get to the epistles, the rapture is the event that will take place, for example, at the second coming of Jesus Christ. The believers will be caught up in the air with the Lord Jesus, and essentially the church, the body of Christ, will be raptured, taken away into heaven. Then thereafter, the tribulation, the great tribulation, would ensue. And as the scriptures teach us, those who have died in Christ will rise up first, and then those who are alive would follow suit, and then we will be caught up in the air with the Lord. So if you are writing, I want to give you some scriptural references that teaches that the rapture would take place, the body of Christ will be raptured, then the tribulation. So here are some scriptural references. If you are writing, write this down. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 through 12. Matthew 24, 29 through 31, and Revelation 21. But if you stick with me through this Bible teaching podcast, we will get into those books of the Bible and discuss more of that. So as we get into the Lord Jesus' discussion about end times, you would have to put all of this other scriptural passage into perspective to get a richer and better understanding about end times. Okay, so continuing here with the gist of this chapter, the Lord will talk about various signs and events such as wars and earthquakes and famine, etc., that will occur as a sign that his coming is near. So with that introduction, let us get into the chapter here and the verses proper. I begin in verse 1, chapter 24. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its building. Apparently, the temple there in Jerusalem, history tells us that it was one majestic, beautiful looking, well-built temple. And King Herod had helped the Jews to build that temple so he could gain their allegiance. So it was a well-decorated, attractive looking temple. So we see here how the disciples are calling Jesus' attention to this beautiful structure. But let's see how the Lord would respond. Verse 2, "Do you see all these things?" he said. "Truly, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." The Lord was prophesying about the destruction of Jerusalem. And this came to pass about AD 70 when Jerusalem was destroyed. So that was a prophecy that had already come to pass. Verse 3, "As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately." Now, let me pause here. The Mount of Olives, obviously, that is where this teaching got its name, called the Olivet Discourse, like I mentioned earlier. It is prophesied in Zechariah 14, verses 1 through 6, again, Zechariah 14, 1 through 6, that it will be in this same location, Mount of Olives, that the Lord Jesus would come at his second coming to set up his kingdom, that he would stand on this same Mount of Olives. So that is a prophecy that has been prophesied that will be fulfilled at the second coming of Jesus Christ. So we see the Lord in this same place, Mount of Olives, prophesying, talking about end times. I find this really amazing. And again, it will be the same location that he will come and stand at his second coming. Okay, so now he is sitting there at the Mount of Olives, and his disciples came to him. And they said, "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Hello, friends. This is Dr. Ruth here. Thank you for joining me today. I would like to share with you our ministry offer that is available to you as a donation to this ministry throughout my teachings out of the Gospels. So, I have two resources that I know will bless you tremendously, because these two books have blessed hundreds of people. So, the two books all have to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ. So the first one is titled, "Who is the Real Jesus?" And the second one is titled, "Are You Moving Forward with Jesus?" So for a ministry donation of $50 or more, this includes shipping and handling. If you live here in the USA, we will mail these two books to you today. Okay, it will provide added clarity, added teaching about the Gospels, the ministry of Jesus, the work of Christ. These are phenomenal resources that would add into the teaching here I'm doing in the Gospels, and help you to really have a deeper revelation and walk with the Lord. So again, this comes to us as a donation, and we thank you in advance for considering that. Again, the books are "Who is the Real Jesus?" And the other one is "Are You Moving Forward with Jesus?" for a ministry donation of $50 or more if you live in the USA. But if you cannot afford both books and you just want one, it's okay too. We thank you for your donation. So, "Who is the Real Jesus?" for a donation of $25 or more, including shipping and handling. And then the other book, "Are You Moving Forward with Jesus?" would be $35, including shipping and handling. We will mail these books to you today. The advantage of getting both books is that you would save $10. Okay? So again, this ministry offer is only available for those who live within the USA, because we cannot ship overseas. But if you live overseas and you're listening to me, you can get these books from Amazon. So here is how you can donate through us directly to get this book as a ministry offer. Our safe and secure website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then if you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here's the telephone number for Zelle: 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. And then we also accept donations through Cash App. And the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Or if you just want to bless us with a one-time donation to help us produce more teachings like this and pay for studio time, we thank you abundantly from the bottom of our hearts. And God says thank you. And God is so faithful that he will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So I want to thank you in advance for purchasing this additional ministry resources to help you to gain a better revelation of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, again, we thank you. Here is the teaching. Now remember, the Lord had just explained to the disciples that the building, the temple there, would be destroyed, and now the disciples are asking him for details. So now in verse 4, all the way to the rest of this chapter, the Lord would begin to give a detailed description of various signs and events that will take place before his second coming. So verse 4 here begins the famous Olivet Discourse. So let us take a very close look at each verse, because they are extremely important. Not to say that the other verses are not, but this is so clear and obvious that the Bible has even given us signs to watch for, so we can know that the second coming of our Lord and Savior is near. Okay, verse 4. The Lord would continue. Watch out that no one deceives you. Verse 5. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. Right away, we see one of the signs. There would be deception. So, which is why the Lord is teaching right away that we should be aware that many false messiahs would come up, but we should be careful. So one of the signs already that we should watch for, increase in deception. Okay, verse 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. We see another sign, increase of wars and rumors of wars. That is a sign. Nation, this is verse 7, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines towards end times. There will be famine, starvation, hunger for food, and earthquakes in various places. That is self-explanatory. All these are the beginning of birth pains. All these are the signs that our Messiah is coming soon to take us, true believers. Verse 9, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. We see another sign. Before the coming of the Lord Jesus, there will be increased persecution. Okay? Christians, true believers, will be persecuted. True believers will be hated because of the name of Jesus Christ. We see this happening right now. Verse 10, at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Whoa. But this is the time when we will find out who are true believers. Like the Lord Jesus just said, many will turn away. These would be counterfeit Christians who would turn away because they would be afraid of persecution. Verse 11, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. False prophets were around before the time of Jesus, during his time, and even now, and more false prophets will rise up. Many false prophets have not even been born. Okay, and what does a false prophet look like? False prophets are people who are pointing you to themselves and not to Christ. A cardinal sign of a false prophet is a teacher, a pastor, a leader, whatever you want to call him or her, who points his or her followers to himself rather than point them to God. A false prophet, a false teacher, would want to exalt him or herself and not God. A false prophet and a false teacher would distort the teachings of the Bible to suit their personal needs and desire. A false prophet and a false teacher would be after people's wallet. They would want your money. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, the false prophet and false teachers are sexually promiscuous. So those are some of the signs. And the best way to guard against false teaching is to really know the Word of God. So as you are listening to me, you're doing the right thing to be grounded in the Word of God so you can detect a false prophet. Verse 12, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. That's it right there. Mm-hmm. Many people would have no love in them because there would be just increase in wickedness and evil works as a sign that the Messiah is coming back. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. The Lord Jesus is not talking about salvation here. He's talking about the one who persevered, the one who stays steadfast, looking unto him, Jesus. That person would endure because the blessings and the strength and the protection from God would be over their lives, because some would fall away. Mm-hmm. But those who stay steadfast would be saved. They would be preserved, in other words. Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. We see another sign. The gospel message about the goodness of the kingdom of God, the message about the truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the only true God, and that the Lord Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and on the third day was raised from the dead and is alive today. That gospel message will be preached to all the nations, and then the end will come. So we would experience increase in the gospel message being preached. This is awesome. That would be God giving people another opportunity to come to him. That would be God giving people another opportunity to hear the message so they can repent and come to him before the end. But unfortunately, as we will find out when we get to the book of Revelation, even in this chapter, many people will still reject Christ Jesus. Sad. Verse 15. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Let me pause here. What is the Lord saying? The Lord is referring to Daniel 9:27 and Daniel 11:30-31. And actually, this prophecy came to pass already. And like I mentioned earlier, some of these events that the Lord is teaching us here has to do with near events that would have happened shortly after his ministry or after his ascension into heaven, as I mentioned, the destruction of Jerusalem. And some of these events are events that will happen at his second coming, and some of these events are happening right now in this 21st century. So now, going back to this abomination that causes desolation, that the Lord Jesus quoted the book of Daniel out of Daniel 9:27 and Daniel 11:30-31. Daniel talked about this. So to begin, you could describe abomination that causes desolation as a deliberate effort or attempt to mock or deny the reality of God's presence. And history teaches us that right around 167 to 168 BC, Antiochus Epiphanes, who was the king of Syria, captured Jerusalem. This man hated the Jews with a vengeance. He hated the Jewish sacrifice to their holy God. This man was demon possessed. So when King Antiochus Ephesus captured Jerusalem, he defiled the temple. He desecrated the temple by offering a pig on the altar as a sacrifice to his pagan god called Zeus. So that was a classic incident there of abomination that causes desolation. And the Bible also teaches us that in 2 Thessalonians 2 Thessalonians 2:3-9, in the future, the Antichrist will advance this whole concept of the abomination that causes desolation, because he will rebuild the temple and exalt himself as God to be worshipped. Okay, so that is an example of what the Lord Jesus is teaching. Picking this thing up here in verse 16, then let those who are in Judah flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. The Lord Jesus is just describing how dreadful events will be. Verse 19, that is exactly what he is about to say. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Verse 20, pray that your flight will not take place in winter or in the Sabbath, for then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Whoa! The Lord Jesus is saying that the suffering and pain that these events will cause will be something that the world had never seen. Right now, we are in the 21st century, and people are talking about wickedness of the world, and people are talking about demonic forces in the world. And right now, as I am doing this recording, the world is just confused because we have the COVID-19 corona crisis. According to Jesus' teaching here, it will be worse. Imagine what we are going through today in the 21st century, in this 2020, with regards to this coronavirus, COVID-19. Imagine the worldwide spread, panic, anxiety, depression, quadruple that 100 times. That is what the Lord Jesus is saying, that these signs will cause the worst distress that people had ever imagined. So this is scary. So for those who have not accepted Jesus Christ, friend, this is the real deal here. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is real. This will happen. So you better make sure you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because this will come to pass. Verse 22, if those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Exactly. Only divine intervention for the sake of some genuine Christians will prevent the worsening of the situation, or would prevent the fact that the suffering and pain caused by these signs and event would lead to no one surviving. So because God is merciful, and because there would be some Christians, so the Lord Jesus is saying that those Christians who will be around to witness these events, because of them, God would shorten the destruction, because of the sake of the elect. And the elect here just means those who have genuinely accepted Jesus Christ. Verse 23, at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. Self-explanatory. Don't look for a sign of the Messiah if you happen to be around during this event. Don't look for the sign of the Messiah, because when he comes, it will be clear and obvious. Verse 24, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time. Exactly. And the book of Revelation chapter 21 teaches the same thing. False prophet, false messiahs will come up and perform signs and wonders. All demonic powers are false. And unfortunately, the false messiah, false prophet will deceive some so-called Christians, especially those who are on the fence, especially those who are not genuine, especially those who are not super, those who are superficial, rather, especially those who don't know the word of God. That is why the Lord Jesus is saying that, be warned, don't be deceived. Okay? So a good way, really, for you to avoid being deceived, like I said, is to know the word of God. Just know the word of God, be grounded in the word of God, and honestly focus on the Lord Jesus. Don't let anyone deceive you that, oh, he is the Messiah here. Don't let anyone deceive you by telling you all these signs of end times. The Lord Jesus is telling us right here. Because there are many people who would come up and say that God has told them that the world is coming to an end. That is a lie. We have the signs of end times right here. We are going over the signs. So just know the truth and don't be deceived. Okay, verse 26. So if anyone tells you, there he is, there we go, just what I was just saying, there he is, referring to the Messiah now, out in the wilderness, do not go out, or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Verse 28, wherever there is carcass, there the vultures will gather. Verse 29, immediately after the distress of those days. Let me pause. So the Lord Jesus just went on to explain how false messiahs, false prophets will come up. They would perform all kinds of signs to deceive the people. Don't be deceived. He said, don't be deceived, because as the lightning is so visible, so will be his coming. Did you get that? At the second coming of the Messiah, it will be so clear that all who would be alive will see. Jesus Christ at his second coming is coming as a king, King of kings and Lord of lords. He is not coming in some lowly manner. He will come in a way that all who would be alive will see with their naked eyes that that is the Messiah. And he is about to tell you what would happen in the heavenly realm at his second coming, which would be visible to all eyes. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Friend, are you being blessed yet? I'm trusting God you are being blessed and encouraged by his word, because the word of God never returns void. So friend, as you are being blessed, would you please send me an email to just let me know how these teachings are blessing you, encouraging you, and transforming your lives? Here is our email address, info@drruthtani.org. Again, that is info, I-N-F-O, at drruthtani.org. And I personally read all the emails sent to me. So I look forward to hearing from you how these teachings are blessing you. It will really encourage me and my staff here at the ministry to know that the Lord is using this to transform your lives. And also check us out on Facebook and on YouTube, Dr. Ruth Tani Ministries, and I have other teachings there. And also sign up for my e-newsletters. Just visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. Just scroll down. You will see a box that says subscribe to our email list. Just enter the best email address there. You will be subscribed. And we do send out e-newsletters once, sometimes twice a month. And in those newsletters, we have Bible teachings as well. So there are many ways that you can receive Bible teachings from us. So please stay connected with us and continue to listen to these podcast teachings and grow in God's Word.